Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah begins by discussing a case where one person has in their courtyard a shovach, a dovecote that is designed to house birds, and the chutzner next to it, that has a wall in between, wants to put up a ladder. How far away does that ladder need to be? Marchikin esasula min ashovach arba amos. The person in one chatzar, one courtyard, who wants to put up a ladder, he needs to distance his ladder from the other person's shovach on the opposite side of the wall by at least 4 amos. And the reason for that is, as the Mishnah explains, kedei shelo tikbots hanemia, so that the nemia, which is a little animal known as a marten in English, which likes to prey on birds, so it shouldn't jump from the ladder to the dovecote to be able to grab his friend's birds. So you need to have enough distance so that the nemia will not be able to get to the birds. Not only that, but you also have to distance v'sak kosel min ha-mezchela arba amos. Also, if you're building a wall next to your friend's wall, which at the top of that wall he has a maschela. Maschela is a gutter, and he has a gutter, and the person wants to be able to clean his gutter. So you have to distance a kosel min a maschela arba amos, at least 4 amos away, as the Mishnah explains, kedei shehe zokef as a sulam, so that his friend can stand up a ladder in order to be able to clean out his gutter. The Mishnah now will discuss the distance that a person needs to have his shovach, his dovecote, his house of birds, how far it needs to be away from various places. The Mishnah says, Marchiken es ha-shovach min ha'ir, a person has to distance his shovach, his dovecote, from the city, chamishim ama, at least 50 amos, and v'lo yasa adam shovach b'soch shalo, a person cannot build a shovach within his own area, his own domain, unless he has 50 amos around the dovecote. And the reason for that is because we don't want that his birds should be eating the seed that are in the gardens and the fields of other people. And why is 50 amos enough? Is because even though birds can fly further than 50 amos, however, the Tana maintains that within 50 amos, the birds will generally fill their stomachs enough and they won't damage anything beyond 50 amos. Therefore, 50 amos is sufficient. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, base arbas kurin, you need a larger space, has to be the space of 4 kur. That means a kur in every direction. And each base kur is 274 amos by 274 amos. That's in each direction. It's described as malo sheger hayona, the distance that a dove would fly in one flight. Up until this point, we've been describing if a person wants to create a new shovach, a new dovecote. Vim lekacho, however, the Mishnah says that if he's purchased an existing dovecote, afila beis rova, even if the space around it is just a quarter of a kav, which is only 104 square amos or so, harehu bechezkaso, it is in its chazaka, it's in its status, and it remains in that status, and he's allowed to maintain it there, because the presumption is that prior to his purchasing it, the person who built it made an agreement with the neighbors that this was okay to do. Therefore, he is allowed to maintain the shovach in a very small space, such as a base rova.